Thank you so much for your patience. We wanted to take some time to talk about this big week coming up, Detroit Navy Week, but now it's time to get back to you and your questions. And let's start off. By the way, the phone number is 800-859-0957. And Pam in Lakeport, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
I started out with a problem which has kind of evolved into a catastrophe.
Oh, dear.
My HP Pavilion G6. When I was in Google Chrome, mm-hmm. in my Outlook mail, I started getting this yellow bar that would pop up that said Shockwave was not loaded correctly.
Okay.
And then just working in an Excel database where I typed addresses, phone numbers, mm-hmm. and email addresses, whenever I would touch the email address, the PC would lock up.
Wow.
And it would shut down.
Sounds like gremlins. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not an official answer,
then,
but wow.
I got an error message that the default mail client is not properly installed.
Okay. Hang on a second, because we got a couple of things here. Let's see if we can sort some of these things out for you. We have a problem with a browser.
Well, first, what is your primary email address? I mean, what do you use to access email? Do you use
I use Outlook.
Okay, so Outlook.com or Microsoft's web-based email?
No, it's Hotmail.com.
Yeah, so Hotmail. Okay.
So your Hotmail
Outlook.
Hotmail is the website. Okay.
And you use Outlook mail client to access? I guess my question is, Microsoft has a software mail client called Outlook. Are you using that to access your email?
Yes.
Okay. So you're using Outlook, program, which is one of the Office applications. You're using that to get to your email, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, and then the other issue was with a browser where you were getting a yellow bar that was popping up, you said?
A yellow bar that was prompting her that her version of Shockwave is old. And there is the Shockwave, but it's Adobe. It's the Adobe. So what I would do is go to Adobe's website, adobe.com, using your Google Chrome or your Microsoft Internet Explorer. And then Adobe provides the ability to download and install the free Adobe Flash Player. Mm-hmm. And Shockwave. And I just don't know why you would use Shockwave. I don't know that many websites use Shockwave anymore. Do they, Cal?
Well, yeah, there's a few of them out there that still use them. And that's fine. There's not a problem with doing it. Like Ed said, goes to Adobe.com, and right there on that front page, if you go all the way down to the bottom, on the right-hand side, you'll see Adobe Reader, Flash Player, and Shockwave. And if you hover your mouse over to Shockwave Player and click it, it will take you to the spot where you can download Shockwave for the update on your machine.
And you might as well do and when you do download it and install it, it's going to ask you, do you wish to install a toolbar? And you want to disable that toolbar. You want to remove the checkbox that says, do you wish to install the ask
out.
Toolbar
well,
or whatever.
A bigger problem mm-hmm. since then, though, I did a system restore today,
mm-hmm.
and since then, now I can't get into anything. I can't get into Google Chrome, any of the icons on my desktop.
Okay, you have a bigger problem, Ben. I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for just a sec, because we've got a much more complicated problem that I think we can probably solve. But last week we started talking with somebody and it went on for a long time, and I don't think we really ended up helping that person very much.
In this particular case, Foster, when she's got multiple things that are all happening, her best bet would be to find the local computer store in her area and take that machine in and have them take a look at it. She can tell them what she did. They can make an analysis and give her an idea of exactly how to fix it.
Yeah, because more than likely, they're just going to back up her data. And then because it's an HP, they should be able to restore it back to factory settings.
Yes.
And then start reinstalling all the software that she had.
Rather than piece by piece trying to solve these problems, I I agree with you. This is one of those cases where we're not kind of shirking our duty here, but rather being much more helpful by saying, take this thing into a shop.
It needs a professional.
It really needs a professional to sit down and take a look at this.
I would have a hard time doing with dealing with this.
Well, it requires hands-on at this point.
It would take me 6 hours to fix this, really, literally. Yeah.
So again, Pam, our recommendation is you take it into a shop and have them take a good look at that and see if they can take care of getting that for you. Okay, let's go on to Mark from Royal Oak. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Let's see if we can help you today.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Always enjoying listening to your show. I've got an HP tower unit, and I'm running into two issues. One, if I click on a few icons on my desktop, the programs won't launch. If I have a Quicken that I was using, and all of a sudden I can't start that program up.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you click on the icon? Does it attempt to do anything, or does it give you
dialog
box?
I'll get the little circle going around for about 10 seconds, and then it stops. And nothing happens.
How old is that version of Quicken that you have?
Oh, current version, 2015.
Really? What happens instead of clicking on the icon there, if you go into the program files and try to launch the application using a different icon?
And I actually tried going into that, and it does the same thing. It will not launch.
Oh.
And it's done that with a couple other programs. Another one would be the publisher,
mm-hmm.
and it does not launch.
Hmm.
What about, have you tried it in safe mode, just out of curiosity? Is this Windows 7 or Windows 8?
Well, I tried to get into safe mode to fire it up that way.
Yeah.
And I cannot get it to start in safe mode.
Is this Windows 8 or Windows 7?
This is Windows 7.
And it will not go into safe mode. Well, have you tried? There is a way of forcing it to go into safe mode, and you know that by tapping F5 or F8 on power up. But you can also run the msconfig utility, and when you run, you select start run msconfig, and this is one of those hidden utilities that Microsoft has. And when you go into the startup tab in msconfig, you have the ability to... you go into the boot tab, you can select safe boot. And that way, from the Windows graphical interface, instead of trying to capture it with the F8, you're instructing Windows to boot up in safe mode. Have you tried that method?
I wasn't aware of that method.
Okay,
I wasn't either myself.
Well, it's one of those things that I probably use once every 2 or 3 years, and I forget about, and then I have
Is
someone...
Is that specific to Windows 7?
Windows 7? No, all of them.
All of them?
Well, in previous versions, like Vista, they called it diagnostic mode, but in Windows 7, they actually call it safe mode.
So how do you get to it again, Ed?
MSConfig, so select start run, MSConfig, and then you bring... There's a boot tab...
Right, you hit the boot tab.
And then in the boot tab, you have the ability to select boot options, safe mode, minimal, safe mode with networking.
So when you start then again, is that what it'll do then go into that?
Just sometimes coming into safe mode will allow it to do it. And then maybe he'll see an error message that he's not seeing in normal mode. So when he clicks on those icons or those program entries, maybe he'll get a message. Hopefully the message will say, I'm sorry, this program can't run in safe mode, but it may give them the actual message, like this program can't be found. I would also recommend that you check your disk for disk errors by going into your My Computer, finding your local C drive, and then telling the C drive to a next boot reboot to check for disk errors, and let it go through that 45-minute process.
Mark, how old is your computer?
About 2 years, 2.5.
Well, that's not that old. Maybe it's not it. Have you gone into programs and features in Windows and tried to identify those programs like Quicken or the Adobe Photoshop? Sometimes instead of when you click on the program item that's listed, a lot of programs just say have the ability to uninstall. But when you select the item on some like Microsoft Office and possibly Adobe or Quicken, they'll provide you the ability to repair. So going into programs and features, you have the ability to repair.
That's right.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Cal, do you have any, or did I just...
You just about covered everyone. I was thinking of, with the exception of that really slick trick about bringing up the menu.
What I'm trying to think if there's anything he can do right mouse clicking on those icons.
No, because originally, if you would have said that it was only one particular program doing it, then I would probably point to the manufacturer, probably a timer or something like that that's on it. But I think you've covered everything that could be possibly covered.
Wow.
Mark, try those and then give us an email at internetadvisor.net.
One other thing that I might want to suggest, too, I didn't mean to cut you off, Foster, is if you have the original installed disk for that Quicken, just reinstall the program again. It should not overwrite your data. Your data should be fine. Mm-hmm. Just reinstall the program and see if it works. If it does, in fact, work, I would probably go along with Ed saying there's probably something wrong with your hard drive, and you might want to check that out.
Now, do you think there could be any type of viruses or anything that could be doing this? Because usually they don't target
individual programs
Adobe.
Like that.
No. They normally don't target the programs anyway. They usually try to go after the data anyway.
Yeah.
And I've gone through with Malwarebytes and then Adaware ran those.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like that kind of a problem. But try some of these solutions again.
Great.
Give us an email at internetadvisor.net, and we'll see if we can also keep up with you during the week on that, okay?
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark. Hey, we'll be back in just a minute. Tracy out there in Rochester Hills, and your question at 800-859-0957. My thanks to Shannon Maley and Mike Statue of Behind the Windows. Been helping us here get our program on the way, a special kind of edition of the Internet Advisor today. Glad that you could stick around for that. Okay, let's check out, let's see right now, Tracy in Rochester Hills, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I hope you can help me here.
Let's see if we can.
At the beginning of the month, I went from Windows 7 to 10.
Okay.
And everything appeared to be working, and I have one real nagging problem. Mm-hmm. Is that in Word 2007 or in Gmail or even when I have a company that has a box where I can send them a note, it continually changes the size, and it'll go from 50% magnification to 300% back and forth in a couple of words. And just drives me crazy.
I saw that on my wife's laptop.
So how does it manifest? I'm having a hard time visualizing it. So you're reading the website and or
No. It's when I'm typing.
Yeah, when you're typing.
And only typing, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is this on a laptop?
On a laptop, yes.
Okay.
What laptop are you running?
I'm running a G72
HP?
Hewlett-Packard.
Okay, yeah. It's an HP. Okay, and it sounds like a later model, am I right? More recent model?
Well, it's 5 years old, but it was pretty new at that time.
No, that's okay.
What web browser are you using when you're typing these in?
Chrome.
Chrome.
But also Word 2007.
Oh, and also in 2007. I'm thinking that your palm is hovering over the touchpad on the device on the far right-hand side of the HP touchpad, and somehow that touchpad gesture has been modified, or the default for
hijacked.
That now is it not hijacked.
Oh.
Is now the configuration for that right-handed side has been zoom instead of scroll.
Wow.
So the first suggestion I would have is going to the HP website and downloading updated, is it semantic? Not
synaptic. Synaptic.
Synaptic.
Right.
Drivers for your unit.
And, okay.
Or going into the control panel and under the mouse controls and looking what the gestures are on that.
No, it wouldn't be under the mouse. It would be under the trackpad controls.
Yeah,
well,
trackpad.
Yes.
You're
thank
right.
you.
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen that there. Okay, I'll have to look.
Yeah, well, if you go back and look, you'll see it in there. It'll be a representation, usually a square. And then it'll have a bunch of different features on it. And one of them is, like Ed said, scroll, and one of them is zoom, and turn the zoom off.
Okay.
It's usually a little checkbox.
Okay.
Okay.
Try those things and see if that helps you, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right.
Thank you for your help, okay?
Yeah. Yep. You know what I ran into that's really a nuisance is on Windows 10, my Google Chrome does not work properly anymore. When I go to Google Maps or maps.google.com, I lose the plus and minus capability,
really?
But as soon as I bring up Edge or Internet Explorer, magically it appears. So it's like Microsoft doesn't want me to use Chrome's our maps.google.com. You think there's a conspiracy?
I wonder. I just wonder.
Dang.
Doesn't seem like Microsoft to me.
No.
Dennis from Westland, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
I started to clue in on what you just responded regarding the Windows 10 versus Windows 7 on the laptop. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the differences. My wife has a I've got a computer, and it's about a year and a half old, and okay. It's got Windows 7 on it. It came with the Windows 8 disk, which I've never installed. Been comfortable with the Windows 7 because I came from an XP.
Right.
But the last couple of weeks, I've been turning my computer on. It says, you know, your free upgrade is waiting for Windows 10. I'm wondering, well, what about these guys? I wonder if they're familiar with it, and when I'm up against it, instead of sticking with 7, which I'm already comfortable with, is 10 a big jump? You know, it's something I should not go with yet.
Well, let me say, first of all, you're going to need to upgrade to Windows 8.1. That's the first upgrade.
No, I don't think so. No. I think you could jump right from Windows 7.
Straight to 7 to 10.
To 10.
I know.
Oh, really?
But I've already talked to several people, like Grandpa, but he's 87 years old. My wife's father. I'm her husband. Yeah. My wife's father. And he goes, get this off of here. How do I do it? It was too much for him because he's very set in his ways.
Yes.
And he had his icons in his desk that he did every day, and his Quicken was here, and his browser was here, and those were all gone. So...
Can be brought back.
Yes, but he had lots of time.
Right, exactly. But no, he's set in his ways. Dennis, you don't sound quite that old.
No, I'm not. I have to admit.
I would say, come on, Dennis.
Hey, you know what? He can always undo it. He can go for it.
True.
And I even talked to Grandpa how to undo it. He undid it, and he said an hour later, everything was back.
Yeah.
But before you do either one, make sure you back up all your data
first.
There you
go.
Microsoft will allow you to remove Windows 10 for the first 30 days for free. And matter of fact, you can install Windows 10 362 times anytime this year, as long as you uninstall it the same day. So for the first year, you can upgrade to Windows 10 362 times. Well, not that many now anymore. And as long as you uninstall it in the same day.
Dennis, do it. Do it, Dennis. Seriously. You got a newer machine, so the obviously the hardware will handle it. And essentially, Windows 10 is Windows 7, but on steroids. The protection is better. It looks pretty much the same. And yes, there are changes.
Yeah, there are changes. At least the start menu is back. And that's what so many people were griping about with Windows 8 is like, how do I navigate anywhere?
Right.
You know? Yeah, I'd like to avoid Windows 8 altogether because I've heard too many bad things about it. You know?
Well, Windows 8 is something definitely to go by quickly. And if you could go from 7 to 10, God bless you.
You know, and
it says this is the best Windows yet. And I'm thinking, well, you know, is this real? You know?
Windows 7 was the best Windows yet. And Windows 10 is pretty close. Yes. I really enjoy Katana. Katana is the voice recognition software that comes with it. And I just wish it was always listening to me so I don't have to reach over and click on the button and to the microphone. And so I could be like, Katana, what time is it? You know, I'm too lazy to look at the taskbar, you know, or something like that. It actually, the voice recognition works very well. And I have a lot of fun playing with that.
I tuned in kind of late, and I just heard the last of the previous answer regarding Windows, working with on Chrome as opposed to Internet Explorer. There's a difference.
No, what I was complaining about, we had a user, a person that just called that said that she was having difficulties with Chrome, and then what I interjected was that I had Chrome on my computer, and when I brought up. Microsoft would like you to use their new web browser in Windows 10 called Microsoft Edge. Mm-hmm. What I did is I used Chrome, too, sometimes. And I was trying to bring up... I used Windows Edge to go to maps.google.com, and I could not... I lost the ability to hit the plus and minus that you usually do to, you know, zoom in on the maps and the move around. It did not. I lost that ability.
However, miraculously.
I was making a snarky comment about how Microsoft and Google are not playing nice together when you use the alternates browser on their websites. That's all.
It was a snarky response. Yeah, they want you to use their browser. But I think, Dennis Ritty, bold move. Move to 10. And as Ed said, you can go back if you don't like it.
Okay, now what about using Windows 10 with Tor browser?
With a Tor browser? Now,
right.
That is an interesting question.
No, I've only used the Tor browser on my Linux Mint system, but I imagine, see, Windows 10 is basically, in essence, it's the same as Windows 8, which was the same as Windows 9. Really, the only difference is security, patches, but the core operating system's the same, except Microsoft has really refined the boot-up time, so it should still work. The drivers that you used on Windows 7 still work in Windows 10.
Okay.
So there shouldn't be a problem with Tor.
Should not be a problem with Tor.
Shouldn't be a problem, but I'd love to hear what your experience is, all right?
Okay, do I got time for one more question?
Nope, sorry, but I'll put you on hold and maybe we can talk with you after the show, all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call. Lynn out there in New York State, hang in there, and Joe in Rochester, we'll try to get you after the program. Folks, this has been thank you for putting up. We had a little bit of a change here because of Detroit Navy Week. Watch our site, internetadvisor.net, and you can listen to both hours of our show. We had a great hour, the first hour talking about security on university campuses. And we were talking with Don Welch, Dr. Don Welch, who is the University of Michigan's Chief Information Security Officer. And Ed also had some tips on preserving the life of your battery. So all sorts of interesting things. 2 hours. You'll catch them if you go to internetadvisor.net and do that on Sunday night when we have the full podcast there. Thanks so much. And on behalf of all of us here, have a great week.